Hare Krishna, this is going to be short because we're getting ready to go. But Gopal Roy asks how to tell the difference between material and spiritual happiness. Material happiness is when we're trying to satisfy ourselves, our mind, our senses, our family, whatever else there is, extensions of this body going off to our country and humanity, the pleasure that we derive from doing those things, that emotion, that's material happiness. And when we try to please Krishna, or when we engage in devotional service, such as kirtan or book distribution on sankirtan or some other devotional activity, and when that's done without any motivation for material enjoyment or liberation, then what we're tasting there is spiritual happiness. And when we try to please Krishna with some material motivation, then it becomes a combination of the two, varying to the degree of the type of motivation that's there, being either material or spiritual. As far as spiritual happiness is concerned, there's also further consideration, and that is that as one advances in spiritual life, then one's heart becomes purified. And as you become purified, then there are two benefits. One is that the motivation with which one engages in the devotional activity or tries to serve Krishna becomes increasingly pure, which means it becomes done increasingly with affection rather than out of obligation. And therefore, the pleasure that you derive because you have greater access to the pleasure potency of the Lord increases. Simultaneously, because the spiritual senses become proportionately more and more awakened, then the instruments by which you perceive that material pleasure, spiritual pleasure, that becomes more and more aroused. And therefore, the pleasure from the same activities constantly is increasing. Whereas we see it's just the opposite, that when you keep doing a material activity, the same material activity, then the pleasure continually wanes, and therefore you have to keep looking for different activities to be getting material pleasure. So spiritual happiness is the only way to go, except that Krishna says that in the beginning, because we're so so contaminated by selfishness, therefore that search for material pleasure in the beginning tastes like poison, but later on, as one becomes further purified in the ways that I mentioned, then it becomes like nectar. Hare Krishna.